Good morning on this Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go News. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says an extreme heat warning remains in effect for portions of north central and northeast Iowa. That went into effect yesterday at noon and remains in effect until 9 p.m. today. The warning includes the entire Radio On The Go News listening area. Forecasters say dangerously hot conditions are expected, with heat index values reaching above 100 degrees. The Weather Service says heat-related illnesses increase significantly during periods of extreme heat and high humidity. Residents are urged to drink plenty of fluids, stay in air-conditioned rooms, avoid the sun, and check on relatives and neighbors. Those who must be outside should wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothing and limit strenuous activity to the early morning or evening. The Weather Service says people should take action if symptoms of heat exhaustion or heat stroke develop. Forecasters say extreme heat could persist through much of this week and potentially into the 4th of July weekend. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is partnering with local law enforcement for a high-visibility enforcement campaign beginning July 2nd and running through July 6th as Iowans prepare to celebrate America's 250th birthday. The campaign is aimed at preventing impaired driving during the 4th of July holiday period. Officials say the holiday has historically been one of the most dangerous times to be on Iowa's roads. During last year's holiday travel period from July 3rd through the 6th, more than 520 crashes were reported across Iowa, including 8 fatalities. GTSB Bureau Chief Brett Jepkes says law enforcement officers will be watching for impaired drivers. Jepkes says those planning to drink should plan ahead by designating a sober driver, scheduling a taxi or rideshare, or using a local sober ride program when available. To help with safe transportation, Dole Distributing is providing a $10 Uber voucher through the Decide to Ride program. The voucher is valid statewide from 5 p.m. July 3rd through 2 a.m. July 6th and is limited to the first 1,000 redemptions. A link to the Uber voucher can be found under this story at radioonthego.com. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors will consider fiscal year 2027 appropriations and wages and salaries during its regular meeting today. The meeting is scheduled for 8:30 a.m. at the Franklin County Courthouse. The meeting also will be available on the Franklin County Board of Supervisors YouTube page. Supervisors are scheduled to consider a resolution designating where notices of board meetings will be posted. The board also will discuss battery storage facilities under old business. Supervisors are scheduled to consider for approval an application from Roger Farms to perform work within the Franklin County Highway right-of-way. The work would clean the north ditch along 140th Street at the intersection of Kildare Avenue and 140th Street. The board also will consider drainage district crossing permits for Alliant Energy and Drainage District 15 and Drainage District 30. Greater Franklin County Chamber of Commerce Representative Alyssa Van Wertz is scheduled to provide a fireworks update at 9:30 a.m. The Hardin County Board of Supervisors will consider a utility permit and distribution of hotel-motel tax funds during its regular meeting today. The meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. in the large conference room at the Hardin County Courthouse in Eldora. The board is expected to consider approving a utility permit for Midland Power Cooperative. Supervisors also are scheduled to consider approval of the distribution of hotel-motel tax funds for 2025-2026 year-end. The board is scheduled to hold a regular drainage meeting at 9:30 a.m. Moving to some more lighthearted news, fireflies are putting on a strong summer showing across North Iowa, helped by recent wet and humid spring weather. As aired on the Outdoors in North Iowa podcast on KLMJ, Aubrey Brandt, a naturalist with Franklin and Wright counties, says fireflies, also known as lightning bugs, are actually beetles. She says their flash patterns are a means of communication.
It's a highly sophisticated language of light. Every single species has a unique flash pattern, duration, and rhythm. They mix oxygen with chemicals in their abdomen to produce what scientists called cold light, which means the chemical reaction generates zero heat. It's incredibly efficient communication, but it also makes them very sensitive to light pollution.
Brandt says once fireflies emerge from underground, they are natural pollinators.
The glowing adults we see flying around only live for about 2 to 4 weeks. Depending on the species, they can actually live for up to a couple years before that, entirely underground as larvae. Down in the soil and leaf litter, firefly larvae are actually fierce, wingless predators. They hunt down snails, slugs, and worms. As adults, they eat mostly pollen and nectar. So when you see them lighting up in the night sky in June and July, you're witnessing the very grand finale of a 2-year life cycle.
Brandt says people can help fireflies by turning off outdoor lights, reducing pesticide use, leaving some tall grass, and keeping some leaf litter on the ground. You can also see these lightning bugs and other nocturnal wildlife through night hikes held by Franklin County Conservation. Brandt says the night hikes are held monthly from May through September. More information about the night hikes are available through the Franklin County Conservation Facebook page. And back to some more government news. The Grundy County Board of Supervisors will consider fiscal year 26 budget carryovers and multiple budgetary resolutions during its meeting today. The meeting is scheduled at 9 a.m. in the Supervisor's Room in Grundy Center. The board is expected to consider possible action on fiscal year 26 budget carryovers. Supervisors also are scheduled to review a budgetary resolution, along with two resolutions authorizing the county auditor to transfer funds in fiscal year 26-27. One of the fund transfers would authorize transfers from capital projects to secondary roads. The Butler County Board of Supervisors will consider several fiscal year 2027 resolutions during its regular meeting today in Allison. Supervisors are expected to review annual resolutions for appropriations, Butler County Conservation Board transfer authority, interfund operating transfers for the General Basic / Supplemental Fund and Secondary Roads Fund, and a transfer from tax increment financing to debt service. The board also will consider interfund loan repayment resolutions for the EMS fund and E911 surcharge fund, along with a resolution setting annual meeting posting locations. Supervisors are scheduled to review a Butler County Conservation Board revenue transfer request to reserve accounts and consider authorizing the county auditor to transfer $85,900 from basic capital projects to secondary roads for Butler County Logistics Park Road construction. The meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Butler County Courthouse. And lastly, on this Tuesday morning, the travel forecast for the upcoming Independence Day holiday shows only slightly more residents in Iowa and 6 other Midwestern states will be on the road or in the air for the long weekend compared to a year ago. AAA Iowa spokesman Brian Ortner says gasoline prices have been volatile for months, and it's made some would-be travelers in the region skittish about how much they'll have to spend on a short vacation. The statewide average for gas is $3.53 a gallon. While that's down 61 cents from last month, Iowa's average price a year ago was $3.01. Rather than stay home, some travelers are choosing to offset higher travel costs by taking shorter vacations, picking destinations closer to home, and cutting back on extras like eating out and souvenirs. With a Tuesday morning news update, I'm Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go News. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast, as well as area funeral announcements.